and leaned heavily against the wall. There was a dark red stain on the carpet where his leg had rested. He looked down and saw it.
"I'm hurt," he said.
"Don't move. You'll be all right."
"He shot me in the leg."
He looked from the blood up to her. His smile remained.
"You wouldn't use that, would you?"
"Yes," she said.
"If I had to."
"You're my doctor."
"Stay where you are, Harry."
"I don't think you would use it," Benson said. He took a step toward her.
"Don't come closer, Harry."
He smiled. He took another step, unsteady, but he maintained his balance.
"I don't think you would."
His words frightened her. She was afraid that she would shoot him, and afraid that she would not. It was the strangest set of circumstances, alone with this man, surrounded by the wreckage of a computer.
"Anders!"
she shouted.
"Anders!"
Her voice echoed through the basement. Benson took another step. His eyes never left her face. He started to fall and leaned heavily on one of the disk drive consoles. It tore his white jacket at the armpit. He looked at the tear, numbly.
"It tore."
"Stay there, Harry. Stay there." It's like talking to an animal, she thought. Do not feed or molest the animals. She felt like a lion tamer in the circus. He hung there a moment, supporting himself on the drive console, breathing heavily.
"I want the gun," he said. "I need it. Give it to me."
"Harry!" With a grunt, he pushed away from the console and continued moving toward her.
"Anders!"
"It's no good," Benson said.
"There's no time left, Dr. Ross."
His eyes were on her. She saw the pupils expand briefly as he received a stimulation.
"That's beautiful," he said, and smiled.
The stimulation seemed to halt him for a time. He was turned inward, enjoying the sensation. When he spoke again, his voice was calm and distant.
"You see," he said, "they are after me. They have turned their little computers against me. The program is hunt, hunt, and kill. The original human program. Hunt and kill. Do you understand?"
He was only a few steps away. She held the gun in her hand stiffly, as she had seen Anders hold it, but her hand was shaking badly.
"Please don't come closer, Harry," she said. "Please."
He smiled. He took another step. She didn't really know what she was going to do until she found herself squeezing the trigger and the gun discharged. The noise was painfully loud, and the gun snapped in her hand, flinging her arm up, almost knocking her off her feet. She was thrown back against the far wall of the computer room. Benson stood blinking in the smoke. Then he smiled again.
"It's not as easy as it looks."
She gripped the gun in her hand. It felt warm now. She raised it, but it was shaking worse than before. She steadied it with the other hand. Benson.